Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to But It's Haunted.
But It's Haunted.
But It's Haunted.
Episode
16?
16. Yep. 1-6. The big 1-6. 6 is in the number of years it's taking Kayla to graduate school.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
But not really.
It's gonna be 7.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you.
How are you guys?
I don't feel well.
Yeah.
I'm dehydrated.
Why?
I don't really know.
Oh. That's interesting.
You can go grab a warm water if you would like.
I'm probably going to at some point.
Well, I took all your cold water, but I needed it.
I feel like we're talking really low.
Yeah, me too. So, what is new with everyone?
Well, I mean, since I live with you, you know everything.
That's true. What's new with you, Kayla?
You have a friend here now.
We do. We got a new kitty. Her name's Olive.
And we got her in the middle of our investigation.
Yes, we did. She's cute. She's really small. I don't think she was ready to leave her mom yet.
I don't think she was either. She's super tiny. She's got a little belly on her, though.
Yeah, because all she does is eat.
Oh, pork chop.
But yeah, her name is Olive. Delilah is not a fan.
Nope.
But she's slowly coming around, I think.
Mm. Kind of. I hope so.
She's getting better a little bit.
Yeah. Kayla's going to be distracted with the cat the whole time and not participate.
That is not true. I am here and invested.
Sure.
Invested in the investigation.
All right. So, do you have your joke ready for this week?
Yes.
Do you have your stuff ready for your segment?
Yep.
Good. Excellent. We're all on track here. So, should we just jump right in? Well, does anyone have anything else to say? Anything else to talk about? Anything they'd like to share? Anything that's weighing on their mind?
Lots of things. They already knew where we were going. They listened.
Last week.
Yeah.
Anything bothering you? Anything you guys want to talk about?
Nope.
No?
Not in particular.
All right.
I lied and said that I had the joke already, but I don't, so.
Yeah, we know. I'm sure everyone knows that you've lied.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Let's get going.
All right. This week, we went to the Rutland prison camp.
Attempt to.
In the Rutland State Park. So,
in Rutland, Massachusetts.
In Rutland, Massachusetts. We tried to go there a couple weeks ago, but it had rained and was raining, and we couldn't, Kayla's car wouldn't make it down the road.
Kayla's car is a piece of crap.
And as we drove down the road this time, there's definitely no way Kayla's car would have made it down the road.
No.
We would have been stuck there.
But you want to know what?
What?
Eugene is a boss.
Eugene made it down the road. Eugene's our car.
Eugene did very well.
Eugene did do very well.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I was driving.
Okay. Well, if I had been driving, we would have been stuck in a hole still.
Yeah, Kayla just doesn't know how to drive.
That's not true.
You wouldn't have been driving my car.
Listen, many people would be very excited to have me drive their vehicle.
If they were trying to total it. Perhaps. So, the Rutland prison camp, the prison was built in 1903, and it was meant to house minor offenders such as drunkards, petty thieves, stuff like that. It was a fully functioning co-op farm, and it was meant to keep them busy and productive. So, in addition to growing potatoes, they also cultivated chickens and dairy cows, producing enough milk to sell to the nearby town of Worcester. And the farm was operated on 150 acres of a 914-acre site. In addition to the farm facilities, the prison facility contained cell blocks, staff housing, and a water tower. And in 1907, a tuberculosis hospital was added to the complex to treat the patients. Due to the fact that the prison grounds were built on a drainage area for the local water supply, the whole place was abandoned in 1934 and left to crumble. Assuming that it maybe kept flooding or whatever. but today the ruins of the prison are open to the public to hike through and explore. The decaying cement ruins are now covered in graffiti, but are nonetheless a hidden find. There's also a cemetery, which we didn't know until after, that is up behind or, like, down from where the main buildings were. You have to follow a trail, and there are markers there for 59 inmates. We didn't know about that, so we didn't get to go to it.
Yeah, there was a lot more to the area than we even saw.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, most of the buildings are covered in graffiti. All of them are, actually. Lots of graffiti.
Yeah, they're fully covered.
Okay.
She asked how many buildings there were, and I said, I think there's a lot.
There's quite a few.
Like, deeper than we were?
Yeah, there's a root cellar. I think we actually were near the root cellar, but we just missed it because it says you can't really see it.
Oh, okay.
But it is there. But yeah, all the buildings are graffitied. You can see it's heavily, like, people party there.
Beer cans everywhere.
Trash.
It's also a hunting area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if
yeah, it is on a wildlife management area.
Yeah, if you but, do go there, I would be careful.
Yeah.
It we looked went like there in all black, which probably like idiots. Was
I know. It looked like they were having like a séance in one of the buildings.
I got a picture of the candles in there.
Yeah. So it is heavily like visited, which is cool. I guess I just wish people didn't leave their trash around. I feel like that's rude.
Agreed.
I don't like littering, as we all know. So that's really all we could find on the history there. It was housed. The people housed there were like low profile criminals. It wasn't like murderers. There was no hardened criminals there. So
no felons.
No. I mean, I don't know if they were felons at the time, but there was no like. There's no tragic. Murderous. Supposedly the warden's wife haunts the grounds still. I did read that. But I couldn't find anything that said she died there or anything. So I don't know if that's true or not. But a local ghost hunter named Stephen Flaherty.
His video was really cool.
He's a ghost hunter and co-founder of Seven Hills Ghost Hunter and Paranormal Researchers of Worcester. So he went there. He set up his operation in the back middle of the cellar using ghost gadgets such as a temperature gauge, a Raggedy Ann doll that had a K2 sensor, an entity box or a spirit box, a flashlight, a recorder, and an electromagnetic detector, or an EMF. That was a tough one for me. The EMF detector is a field produced by an electrically charged object and causes variables in the behavior of charged objects nearby. In his case, Flaherty said when his EMF detector blinks blue, it means spirits are around. Additionally, the K2 sensor in Flaherty's Raggedy Ann doll works similar in a way to the EMF detector. So when a spirit touches the doll, her hands will light up. He says that he believes the doll makes it comfortable for women and children who have passed to make it easier to communicate through the doll. And the spirit box uses radio frequency to allow direct communication with a spirit. And with his recorder, he captures the EVPs, which you're all aware of. So his hunts usually take anywhere from 2 to 4 hours to a couple weeks of returning to the same spot, depending on the situation, which we've spent hours places and have either gotten nothing or gotten a lot, mm-hmm. So we get it. He always starts by telling the spirits out loud that he's not seeking to hurt them or change anything. He respects them and is only there to communicate, which is what we do. He always says please and thank you, and never make a promise you can't keep, he says. So once he lets his intentions known. He prompts the spirits. And so, at the camp, his temperature gauge and EMF detector were the first items in the cellar to see changes. He asked, can you say hello? And the lights blinked blue, and the temperature reading dropped 5 degrees. Which, when we were there, our temperature thing kept fluctuating. And then at one point, it dropped all the way down. And then shot all the way up.
Well, it was reading 50 degrees, and then it dropped down to 30.
Right. And then it went all the way up. And then it went back to, like, normal. So he said, can you say hello? And the temperature reading changed. And then whisperings from the spirit box filled the silence and sounded like 10 conversations at once until a clearer hello came through. He asked them, can you show me that you are here and touch the doll? And the Raggedy Ann's hands lit up. He kept asking questions like, how many are you? Are you happy here? Were you happy here? And the name Rose seemed to come up in the spirit box whisperings, which grew louder, and said what sounded like a yes. And that was after he asked, is your name Rose? So I guess he got many blue lights. The doll lit up a lot. He was there for a few hours. He said usually he can get them to blink the flashlight. And he has even witnessed the doll get thrown across the room by a spirit. So. He concludes that it is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
So people have heard things. People have seen things. I don't think it's like evil hauntings because, like I said, they weren't evil, malicious murderers or anything like that. They were just drunks and people who did petty crime and were sent there to farm and pay for their crimes or whatever. But I guess many people think it's haunted because of the tuberculosis, situation. So, we don't know. So we went there. And like I said, there was evidence of people doing seances and drinking and partying. So on our day visit, we encountered a few things. So we always go in the day to check it out and see the area and just get a feel for it. So we got there, and I was up above one of the buildings, like on top of one of the tunnels, and I saw a black shadow run between the trees in front of me. I heard whispers from inside the tunnel and where the cells were. It didn't get picked up on the audio, but you could hear it, like, with your ears. Kayla heard footsteps when she was inside the tunnel.
Yeah, when you guys walked away. And you guys were, like, a little bit by the car. Like, it sounded like something was walking near me. And, like, when you're inside the tunnel, it echoes really loudly. So.
Right. And then Maggie said she felt uneasy at the tunnel. Like, she was being watched. And so it was dark in the tunnel once you get past, like, the halfway point. So she took out the flashlight, and the flashlight stopped working. She said almost like something was preventing her from clicking the button.
Yeah, that was really weird. And I was like, I was hitting it, and
yeah.
Nothing was working.
You know what's weird? I couldn't take pictures in there. When I was taking pictures, like, it kept blacking out the photo.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, you can even see it in my live photos, like, it kept blacking it out.
So we didn't get too much in the day. I wouldn't say it felt weird. Like, I felt weird, but not, like,
I wasn't afraid.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, it wasn't a bad weird.
I was more afraid
when those people showed up.
Right.
Like, this car pulled up and the people disappeared into the woods, but you can hunt there, so they might have had, like, night.
Yeah, but it was just weird. Like, they got, like, we drove down pretty quick, I felt like, and they.
Not that quick, but it was still weird.
Like, they were just, like, not, yeah. Like, no trace of them. It was just strange.
It was weird. So after we, like, took our pictures and got a feel of which trails to take when we got in there or whatever, we left. We went to go eat and pick up the cat.
apparently, this place was once used for a satanic worship.
Worship.
Tainting the ground with negative energy.
Oh, I didn't really feel negative energy there. Did you? I felt energy, but I wouldn't necessarily say it was negative.
No, I feel like there was a lot of energy there.
Mm-hmm. But inside the tunnel sounds hollow, too. I meant to say that when, like, you're stepping on certain areas, like, it sounds like there's, like, nothing beneath you.
I mean, there were other tunnels that went,
like, underneath?
Yeah. Supposedly. So, we went back at night. After we ate and everything. So, the first thing that happened, which was weird at the time, but we didn't think it was weird till later in the night, was when we turned down the road to enter, we saw a fox. And the fox sat on the side of the road and watched us for a minute, and then he just walked back into the woods.
Didn't somebody's spirit box say fox?
No.
No, it said box.
Fox.
We went over that already.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Maggie had her camera and the battery was fully charged, but the camera wouldn't turn on when we got there. Her phone battery drained and the phone wouldn't turn on. And when we were driving down towards the prison, the radio in the car turned off and back on, kind of like it like rebooted itself. So that was scary.
Yeah. I was getting like PTSD.
Yeah.
From the Smith Anderson.
Well, you haven't had to drive since then either. So yeah. Like, I feel like, and you also had to drive down a dirt road on this one, yeah, too. So.
A long dirt road.
Yeah.
So, but because of that, we didn't really touch our phones too much. Because it's in the middle of the woods. And I would rather not have all the batteries drain and get stuck there.
Right, like one way in, you're going like 3/4 of a mile.
Down a dark dirt road, you can't see anything. And then the other way, it's 2 miles.
So.
You're in the middle of the woods. Some other stuff that happened. There were orbs above the tunnel. And they kept appearing and disappearing. I felt like I was being watched constantly.
Well, I mean, you're surrounded like by like.
Right.
Yeah, it's
dark.
Weird.
I don't know. I briefly heard what sounded like moaning or groaning coming from where the cells were. Kind of like agonizing, but not terribly. Still whispers coming from inside the tunnel. I heard what sounded like a shovel hitting a rock, like up above the tunnel where I saw the shadow. I saw shadows in the building that held the cells, which was that first building. Which, the cells were really small.
That first building, like, I couldn't even walk into them. Like, I'm, like, super claustrophobic.
So, that was
I walked
out.
Into one of the rooms. And
that.
Like, ooh, that's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how big the cells were. They were, like, closets.
Yeah. Like, that was, yeah, I couldn't.
It was, like.
I stepped in and then stepped right back out because I was like, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I can't believe that people, like, that's where they live.
Kept humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The car was parked, like, a wave behind us, but we heard something sound like it knocked on the window and then on the hood of the car.
I got really creeped out.
That was weird.
It wasn't, we weren't parked under trees or anything. It was like in a
wide open.
Yeah. So it's not like something fell from a tree. It was just very, very
strange.
That freaked
me out really bad.
And then something touched my shoulder. So we decided to leave and take a break. I wanted to leave for a minute because I don't like being physically attacked anymore. I didn't feel attacked.
You don't want to be touched, but
I'm so sick of being touched, like, in some way. So we left to go find a bathroom and regroup. So on our second trip back, so the first visit, we went down the 2 mile road to get there. And on our second trip back, we decided we were going to go down the shorter road, which is on the back side of the area. And we saw the fox again. I think it was the same fox.
I thought it was the same one too.
Well, it runs parallel, so it could have been.
Right. But I mean, some time had gone by, but it was sitting in the middle of the road and it stared at us for a minute and then went back into the
woods. I gotta be dead honest. If I was driving, I probably wouldn't have seen it.
All I saw was its eyes at first. So that was strange. So when we approached that second road to go down, we sat there for a second, we were getting our stuff together, and a pickup truck stopped in the middle of the road, and it high-beamed us for, like, a good minute.
Yeah,
minute
easily
and a half.
Yeah.
And then it pulled into, like, a driveway.
That was, so, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah. So we decided to go back to the other entrance with the longer road.
Yeah, we don't have the police called either.
Yeah, we figured he might call the police, and we just wanted to avoid him altogether. So we started heading that way, and it's like probably a 4 or 5 minute drive between the two.
Because you have to drive slow.
Yeah. Between the two entrances, it's like a good 4 or 5 minutes. So we got there, and we started driving down the trail to where the prison was, and the truck came up behind us really fast.
But, like, it was, like, there were no headlights, and then their headlights were right
behind
the
car. Yeah, like, he like drove with, in. Yeah, he pulled in so fast, he almost hit us. He went around us, and then he went a little bit further up from where we were.
And how he didn't crash going around
I have
us,
no idea.
I have no idea.
Because you, there's, like, there's no room on that road for two cars.
Right.
Like, you have to be going slow, and, like, you have to move over. And we were taking up, like, the whole road. He, like, drove up around us. I don't know. I almost shit my pants.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, my stomach dropped into, like, my stomach dropped.
Well, I don't know what he was, I didn't know what he was doing. Like, well, I still don't really know what his, like, intention was.
So he went up and stopped.
I had a feeling it was the same truck. You had a feeling it was the same truck.
Yeah.
Katie was unsure.
She thought it was a Jeep that we had seen in the...
I didn't know what you were talking about at first. I thought you were talking about the people that were there in the day.
Oh.
The ones that left and went into the woods. Because that was the Jeep. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, no, it was the same guy, though.
So he stopped, like, a little bit further up from where we were. We stopped, obviously, like, we just almost got hit. And he sat there. So we just backed down and left because he was, like, being aggressive.
Well, we ended up going by his house.
I mean, yeah, so you had said, let's go see if it's the same car. So we drove back. So like I said, it's like a 4 or 5 minute drive from where his driveway would have been to where we were. So there's no way he would have made it all the way down that 2 mile road through the prison area and then down the shorter road in the same amount of time, because you have to, it's just...
You have to, like, even if you're running a truck, you still
have to, like, you can't go as fast as you can as you do on the regular road.
Right.
So, like, our 4 or 5 minutes probably would have taken him 10 or more, right? It took us almost 15 to get down there the first time.
Yeah, but he was flying.
True, but he still wouldn't have made it in 4 minutes. So we drove by the driveway that he pulled into and that truck wasn't there. So I think, I'm pretty sure it was the same guy. I don't know if he was, like...
Trying to scare us.
Right, trying to scare us away. Yeah, because like I said, people go there and they party and whatever, then they're probably sick of it because they live right there and there are probably people flying up and down the main road or whatever, but like you don't have to be aggressive. Like,
agreed, I thought that was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, like you're dumb. So we left because I'm not dealing with getting shot by the Rutland locals. but I think we still got a pretty... good amount.
I would go back.
Me too.
I'd go back.
I want to see the other
I would
areas.
Like to go back and put a recorder just in the tunnel and leave it there and walk away.
That'd be smart.
For a
That's
while.
A good idea.
Just to see. Because I heard like whispers and stuff, but I felt usually I can feel when things want to communicate. I felt like they wanted to, but there was a lot happening. So I would like to leave a recorder in there and see what happens. I definitely would go back. I want to go back in the day anyway and find more of, like, the buildings and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was more than that.
Yeah. And I would like to visit the cemetery.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
So overall, I would say it's definitely active. There's definitely some activity there. I don't feel like it's bad activity.
This trip.
True. I just feel like they're probably, like, lost souls. I didn't feel in danger or anything like that.
No, I didn't either. I mean, except for by the locals.
Well, yeah. By the real person.
That fucking scared me so bad, you guys don't understand.
When the actual people
I
are
feel
scaring
like all
you more
the scary
We have bad
stuff.
Luck with pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Every time I drive, though...
Yeah, you get, like, the scary stuff. I think it's because...
I feel like every time we go to an area where it's kind of rural and, like, secluded, the fucking Nazi of the forest. There's always one. There's always one local who thinks he's, like, protector of the woods.
Right.
And he, like, they try to scare us. It's like, go to bed.
I feel like I'm in Jeepers Creepers all the time.
Like, go to bed.
You didn't even know what that was.
I know. I just, you know what's weird? I watched half the movie and then kept having dreams about it.
That is weird. I mean, I get it. They're probably sick of people coming and doing whatever, but still, there's other ways to go about it.
Agreed.
So,
I prefer they called the police.
Yeah. So it was pretty active, I would say. I liked it. I wish we could have stayed longer.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back. So,
on the haunted scale, what would you rate it?
A seven. I feel like it might be higher if we get to stay longer next time.
Yeah.
And, like, in the camera worked, maybe.
It's not super far if you don't really hit traffic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're assuming from here. So.
Right.
Yeah. But it wasn't a terrible drive. See, I give it a 7. Do you agree?
That seems pretty accurate.
Okay. So now it's time for Margaret's segment. What did we say we were going to call it? Quivering quotes.
All right. Welcome.
The one-liners this week were great.
Yes. So, reading these back makes me laugh. The first one a lot of these, I think, came from Catherine.
Yeah, the majority.
So, she likes to sing specific songs on these journeys.
Sure do.
And I don't even know the name of it, but it's Whitney Houston.
I have nothing.
Anyway. So, because she plays it so much, it gets stuck in your head. So when it comes on, you like to sing along as well. She apparently didn't like that very much. And she looked at me and goes, Whitney didn't have backup singers, and neither do I.
I am not wrong.
So then I respond when she belts out one of the lines, how's your throat? Is it bleeding? Because I swear to God, there was blood squirting out of her throat.
Like, I covered my ears. Like, that's how loud it was. Excuse me,
I have a beautiful voice.
It was like,
I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear anything for like
a minute. It wasn't screeching. Or
she
dramatic.
Like, yeah, it was something.
No, I have a beautiful singing voice.
I couldn't
voice.
Hear anything for like a minute.
You guys are the worst. At least I don't take 7 years to graduate college.
Wow!
So then.
Wow!
That's funny. That one happened in the moment, guys. So then, here's another one. We were eating dinner, trying to come up with a name for the cat. Katie's reading names, and she goes, what kind of name is Persephone?
Okay.
I will never get over that.
Okay, apparently it's Persephone, but
Persephone! Persephone!
Whatever. But also, what kind of name is Persephone?
Wait, what did you just say?
Persephone.
No, you said Persephone.
Same thing. Like you're sneezing.
What kind of name is Persephone?
It's Greek mythology.
I don't care.
She's with Orpheus.
All right, good. Persephone and Orpheus. How
Orpheus,
you doing?
Not Orpheus.
Whatever. Fucking Persephone. It's
Persephone.
It's spelled like Persephone. It's Persephone.
And then I don't remember this happening, but I don't know if I said
it
why.
It was you, I think.
Why is he going 28 miles per hour? And Caleb said, oh, you didn't know I was driving that car?
She drives 6 miles an hour.
Fuck off.
So.
And then when we heard the knock, I must have said, I don't remember.
Oh, no,
this.
When we heard the knock, the spirit box said gesture.
Oh.
And you were like, oh, yeah.
A friendly gesture, having a little knockety knock.
But that's not how you said it.
It was like fuck me.
I was like, oh, the box just said gesture. And you were like, yeah, friendly gesture, having a little knockety knock. Yeah. Like, you were offended. It was just the weirdest thing.
So then, my last one was on our ride home.
And we were doing riddles.
So I was really tired, and Kayla was reading us riddles, and one of the riddles was, Can you say the alphabet backwards?
It wasn't even a riddle. It was just like a random question.
But anyway. So Katie's response was, alphabet B.
I said the alphabet backwards. Alphabet B.
Wow.
I was not wrong.
I fucking died.
No, we were doing riddles. I was not wrong.
I died.
I was still correct.
You know, guys, we should, like, actually record ourselves.
I don't think I have the mental capacity to relive our car rides.
I mean, that's accurate.
So.
Well, anyways, that's all for quivering quotes.
Thanks for listening.
Now it's on to Kayla's joke.
And Erie eats.
Woo! Okay. So.
You sounded so excited.
I know.
Woo! All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, you gotta give me a second because I had this. Hang on. All right. Which ghost is the best dancer?
I don't know.
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman's not a ghost.
I know. That's why I just said it didn't make sense, and I was going to try to reward it better, but it didn't come out right.
Kayla, it's not Halloween anymore.
So it's still ghost-oriented.
You could do food-oriented jokes since you're a food segment.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't need the fucking judgment.
This is why it's taking her 7 years to graduate college.
Guys, fuck off.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
On to Erie East.
On to Erie East. Where did we go, Kayla?
Where's the black and white grill?
Oh, she remembered this week.
I did.
Of you.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because we went 2 days ago.
That's the only reason.
The black and white grill in Spencer, Massachusetts.
We pulled up, and they sell ice cream, which is super exciting. I love ice cream. And then there was, like, a dessert thing in the front, so I was excited about that. Food? Not so great.
Let's start with the appetizer.
The appetizer wasn't bad.
Let's say what we got.
Fucking buffalo chicken fried moons.
Raviolis. Fried moons.
Fried moons.
Fried moons.
That's what it said.
They were half moon raviolis.
Whatever.
Fried
moons. So they were buffalo chicken fried raviolis. So what did you think?
I thought they were overcooked.
What did you think?
I thought they were good.
I thought they were great. You're weird. I give them like a 4.5.
Yeah, they were really good. I loved how crispy
They were crispy. The flavor was good. I really liked them.
Nope, wasn't feeling them.
Well, you're weird.
I liked them.
Entrees.
Kayla. Oh, never mind.
Kayla. Maggie. All right, Maggie.
Oh. So I got a taco burger.
Murder! Murder! Like, what happened? A taco break!
Cut your nose!
A taco burger! I got a taco murder! Okay.
Okay.
All right. A taco burger.
I think that's my taco burger.
All right. Why don't you tell us about that?
I don't know what happened. It was like tacos.
Stop. Okay. Start again. It had taco seasoning.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
All right.
So the beef was supposed to be taco seasoned. Well, it was not. And I don't know. It had tortilla chips,
sour cream,
salsa, cheddar cheese.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I didn't like it. It didn't taste like a taco.
Didn't really look good.
It had like no sour cream, no salsa, and barely any fucking chips.
It looked soggy.
It really wasn't. It wasn't cooked to my liking either.
Mm. Kayla, what did you rate it?
I give it like a 3, I guess.
That's generous. Kayla, what did you get?
I got the steak tips. I got steak tips with loaded mashed potatoes, which were Red Bliss, which are my favorite. And onion rings, which tasted like fish because they were clearly put in the same fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that wasn't good.
The raviolis,
you could have like a hue of it.
Yeah, they use the same fry later.
Yeah.
That's not good. What if you're allergic?
I'm assuming they have another fry later just in case, but
That's nasty. And
I could definitely taste it.
That's nasty.
So, steak
was salty.
Awful.
It tasted like a fucking salt.
It was like, yeah. It was not good.
I didn't mind the steak.
You got a good piece of steak.
I did get a good piece of steak.
I gave you like a good piece of steak.
It was salty, but it wasn't terrible.
No, I thought it was pretty awful.
All right. How were your mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes were the only thing I liked.
Yeah, she was.
I didn't really like your onion rings either.
I didn't like them at all.
So what do you give the plate as a whole?
2.
Okay. I got a Godfather pizza, which was pesto, ricotta, Italian sausage, and mozzarella cheese. It was okay.
It was definitely Greek style.
It was Greek pizza. I hate Greek pizza. So it was okay. There wasn't enough pesto.
There was too much pesto.
There was not enough.
There was too much.
Maybe all the pesto that was supposed to be on the pizza was on the pieces that you guys ate, because I had none.
It was like excessive pesto.
And I got a side of fries. I asked for the fries well done. They were not. The pizza, I give it like a 3, 2.5, 3. I don't know. Wasn't really feeling it. The french fries were good. I wish they were crispier. Overall, what do we give the place?
2.
No. I would say like a 3.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sticking on my 2.
You're weird. So that's it for your eats.
That's it for But It's Haunted. Have a nice day.
No. But yeah, you can find all of our pictures on Instagram, at But It's Haunted, Twitter, at But It's Haunted, Snapchat, But It's Haunted, email us, butitshaunted@gmail.com, and we have a Tumblr now, But It's Haunted.
Oh, I'm unaware of that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah, we have a Tumblr now.
I feel like she does things.
It doesn't say anything.
Yeah, we have a Tumblr now. I don't really know what I'm going to do with it. I posted one post, but we'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. Thank you for
listening.
Your name suggestions for the little baby kitty, but her name is Olive.
We took none of them.
No. A couple of them were really cute, but I had already named her Olive when I saw them. Ow, she's scratching my neck. Oh, she fell. She's fallen. Okay. Yes. Rate us on Apple. Subscribe wherever you listen. Give us positive feedback. And we hope you come back next week. We're going to somewhere in Maine, I think.
Lewiston,
Maine. We're going somewhere in Lewiston, Maine.
Guys, I have a brain this week. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Too bad you haven't had one for the last 7 years.
Wow.
So anyway, thank you for listening. We hope you come back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
That was a really pathetic bye. Can you say bye again?
Yeah, you usually say bye like really enthusiastically.
I don't feel good.
Can you give them a proper goodbye?
Farewell. I'll see you next week.
You'll see them?
You're gonna see them?
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.